I don't want to say that. Okay, hold on. do you normally have a hard time? Oh, this is really strange. Do you normally have a hard time not specifically fitting in or feeling, but there's an energy level that somehow or another your thinking level, gosh, you have, your mind is bizarre. I've never had to tap into a mind like this before. Has there been an aspect with you that has either had difficulty or lack of understanding or something that makes me feel like you haven't been able to, I don't know why I keep getting this feeling. I'm just going to say it in a plain English context because I can't find the right feelings. Sometimes you feel like people don't understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's happening to you. It's like they're trying to allow you, don't focus so much on the earthly aspects of that type of thinking. Focus on your own individuality and where you are to help you understand from a spiritual perspective why you're having to go through this. It's almost like, I wouldn't be surprised that if there's such thing as a past life, you would have been a monk. You do a lot of not specifically thinking, but do you observe a lot now? Okay, because they keep putting me into this state of looking out and just watching and just listening and just paying attention and just being in a state of just oneness with myself. Okay, hold on. I need to know why they brought this up. Okay, just one moment. Oh. Okay, I understand now. That makes a lot of sense. When they put me into that monk state, you're actually in this lifetime trying to get yourself out of it. That means that you're going to start opening up to living more along the lines of connecting with being here on Earth than feeling aside or apart from. Do you understand this? Do you sometimes feel separate from other people?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a hard time connecting? Okay, that's the indication that they're trying to relate to. So if there is such thing as a past life, I have no idea. What you had done in the past by being this monk and being introverted, you're now teaching yourself in this lifetime to become more extroverted and to help you understand how the connection works between being on the earthly realm with being with other, surrounding other entities, you know, other people and such, and connecting with that. You've had kind of like this disconnected feeling for a very long time that is keeping you from sometimes feeling like you belong, or like I said, once again, getting out of the box can be very scary for you. And I'm not talking on human realms. I'm talking about certain things that are affecting you in your lifetime. And as you start to, like, you're peeking out, okay, I think I'm ready to get out of the box, that's exactly what's happening to you right now. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen very quickly with you, because you tend to be the type of person that still likes to have a little distance from other people. You like to be able to just have your own space, have your own thoughts and such, and that's perfectly fine. But what you're doing in this lifetime is it's like you're putting your foot into the water just to kind of test it out. And that's what you're doing in this lifetime. I'm not seeing that you're actually going to be embedded in big old social worlds or a full connection. It's just getting you ready in this lifetime. Now, as bizarre as this might be, I totally see what they're trying to tell me. Okay. You're just going to be warming up in this lifetime. That's all you're doing. Okay. Sometimes it's really hard to understand why we're going through certain phases in our life and why we're having certain experiences. Sometimes you're not going to understand. In this lifetime, you're going to have a really hard time understanding it. I'm not going to say, do you understand? Because that's the aspect that you're having a hard time understanding with. Okay. Do you have any questions so far of what they've been talking about? Okay. Okay. Do you have any questions of your own that you came with today? You just came to get the reading, okay, to see what they have to say. Okay, let me see. I want to see what else they have to say. Just one moment. Okay. They're bringing up Ashley again. They're saying that one of the focal points that you're going to start giving her is more attention, but more attention is specifically created to give yourself more attention. Gosh, you are throwing a lot of boomerangs out at yourself. Okay, basically what that means is that Ashley isn't specifically one that on a physical human state she needs the attention, but not from a mental, emotional state, from a spiritual perspective. Maybe like emotional if she's having a nightmare or something like that. That's different. They're talking about she's a pretty strong cookie. She's a smart cookie. She knows way more than we have any clue. So I wouldn't be surprised that at times you find her knowing things or feeling things or sometimes even almost comforting you or the family, where you kind of go, where'd she think about? Where'd that come from? Do you understand this? Okay, hold on. Okay. They want you to make sure that you're not surprised that you're going to start focusing on yourself and learning lessons about yourself, not specifically from a human perspective, from a spiritual perspective, through Ashley. I keep seeing and feeling she came, it's almost like she came to you. You didn't specifically bring her to you. She came to you to help you find yourself. Do you understand this? Okay. It's actually very beautiful. She makes me feel very, very relaxed when I see that connection between you two. Okay. They also want to indicate to you that what you've been doing as far as helping her development and growth, you've been right on track with it. You've caught yourself a couple times, but quit being so hard on yourself. You know what that means? Okay. They also said stop wondering. Okay. Stop wondering in the indication of wondering if you're actually doing the right things to help her development. You are. You're very good with her. I'm just letting you know that. Okay, hold on. Do you have a habit of putting her first?
Mm-hmm.
They just put me on the top. They put her on the pedestal. Okay. 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 Did you have a hard time sometimes being with yourself when she wasn't around before she was adopted? She keeps making me feel like she brought sunshine into your life. Okay, and I'm not just saying because she's a child. There's something about her that makes me feel like before she came along, you were even more scrambled than you are now. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
She brought clarity into your life. She brought a lot of organization into your life, even though there's added responsibilities. I'm not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
She's making me feel like you needed her. You really needed her. It doesn't mean that she doesn't need you. That's more like a physical state, though. It's more human. She is a very tough cookie. Okay. They want you to understand that you're learning and growing into the metaphysical spiritual perspectives of your life in order to open her up to being able to focus in the action without you realizing it. It was perfectly aligned and subconsciously created so that she can start bringing the energies that she needs to into this world. It's not time for her yet. She's doing it very subtly. Okay. I would not be surprised that she gets into some sort of either humanitarian work or something that happens to care for people or care for animals or something that she keeps drawing me into wanting to do things that will bring more light into this world. Has she mentioned to you what she wanted to be when she grows up?
No.
Nothing like that. Normal kid thing so far.
Okay. Don't be surprised that that's the direction she ends up taking. The funny thing about it is that you, you guys are the ones that are directing her in that path. She's not ready to face it yet, though, and it's okay. She knows it's there, but she's not sensing it from a human perspective. She has a very kind heart. She's very gentle. That's the indication right there. Okay, hold on. Oh, that's really funny. She also needs to lighten up with herself and not being so hard on herself. She has a little stubborn streak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not really heavy, though. It just makes me feel like it's just... Okay, that's what she's shifting. Okay. 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 Did you bring any questions at all? Do you have any thoughts? I need you to help me out here because this is your reading. What's going on? Certain things, job changes, anything.
With me right now, last 2 weeks have been tough.
Okay.
I didn't really have questions about that.
Okay. That's okay because they keep telling me we need to get to the bottom of it, so I'm pulling it out of you. Was it work or emotions or factors within your energy field? Aspects of yourself that you can't explain?
No, I can explain it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's you're gonna write it out. You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
That's why I said it's not really. Okay. It's just a matter of reading.
But I wanted you to express that it was important because it's almost like they're saying as long as he voices it, it gets out of his system, and you're aware of that. See, what you did without realizing it is you took back your power by being able to voice that. And I'm not talking from a psychological perspective of being a counselor or whatever. I'm talking about this is what they wanted me to end up reiterating. Okay, hold on. Okay, they said you have a couple more weeks to go. Hang in there. Okay, hold on. It's not gonna, it's gonna blow over sooner than you think it is. Is this for work?
How do I get into
it? Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay. I don't know if Angela told you this, but
I don't know anything. I don't even know you. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Had someone come through with a lot of negative energy towards me last
okay.
week. Not against me, but they're really paranoid.
Someone physically? Or like an entity? Okay.
No, it's a physical person, sorry.
Okay.
Someone at work.
Someone at work. Okay. So that's why they were relating to work. Because all of a sudden I got it to work. When they mentioned just a few minutes ago, I don't feel like there's anything at home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand this? There's like, I'm not feeling like there's anything going on at home. Okay, if there is, they're all like little things here and there. This one drove me right to work. It went, something's going on with work. It's not specifically like a project, but I keep feeling like it's going to blow over. It's going to blow over. Hold on just one moment. Okay, I need to find out why it occurred, so just a moment. Okay, were you in a state where you pretty much had to be okay, I don't want to give too much away because I want to make sure that I get to the bottom of what they're talking about. Was this like an argument or a confliction between someone else?
With someone else and themselves.
Okay. But it affected you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I understand. Okay. Were you in a position where you had to learn to not say anything?
Yes.
Do you normally have a habit of speaking out?
Honestly?
In general.
Yes.
Okay, this time you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you understand this. When they were talking about having you way back when, being in a position where you felt there was a humanly control that came to the surface and just handled it and took care of it, that's where you had a habit of sometimes voicing things that shouldn't have been voiced in the past. You understand this? It doesn't mean there's a certain time for venting and then there's a certain time for not doing certain things, okay? This time what happened without you realizing it, and I know this is going to be really hard for you to understand, just go with it. A lot of these things are really strange because what we forget is we're not here, even though this is all human, we're not here specifically to experience human activities. We're here to learn the emotional, spiritual root cause of why something does occur. Do you understand this? So basically what they're saying is, don't take it to heart that it occurred, other than the fact that, excuse me, this lesson, even though you have a hard time understanding it to be a lesson, had been set up specifically for you to see and to challenge yourself or where you would stand in that situation. Do you understand this? They're telling you past, even though it doesn't feel like it. There's a part of you that shifted your energy when this occurred with this other person. That's why they said it's going to blow over. he knows it's going to blow over, but he's not completely... Okay. Are you in a place now at work where you've just pretty much let it go and just letting it ride out? Okay, that's what you're having to do. Your lesson was to be what they were talking about earlier, and this is why this is one of the hardest readings I've ever had to do, because your energies are so, it's uncomprehendable at this time in your life. So you're not going to be able to understand it. You do a little bit, but you don't fully get it right now. So basically what's happening with you is you're putting yourself through these challenges to subconsciously get yourself onto the next level, even though you don't totally understand it on a human level, okay? I know it sounds complicated, just bear with it. You're going to get through this. Basically what's going to happen is in about a year, maybe even 6 months, you're going to look back and you're going to understand certain things that occurred in your life. You don't get it right now. Okay? So when you re-listen to this tape in about 6 months, you'll probably get it then. Okay, hold on. You've got all these blocks, these invisible blocks that are up for you, and you can't even explain them. That's why they're not able to explain it to me. Okay? Okay. Okay, did you have any other questions? Okay, and it's perfect. No, it's perfect. They said you already know, but you want to know. Yeah. This is your head again. Yeah. What happens with you, and it's okay because that's coming from a human perspective. What happens without you realizing it is that you're creating everything in your external life that needs to be taking place internally. And that's exactly what happened at work. You don't like to think of it that way, but that's exactly how it happened. You have a habit of wanting to rationalize or know things from a human perspective. You don't particularly like to see things specifically from a spiritual perspective. You have a habit of arguing with yourself. You have a habit of, that's why earlier they were saying you have a habit of being hard on yourself, even if other people don't see it. You're living in your own little world and not expressing that feelings to other people, and it's okay because you don't really want to hurt anybody else or have them involved. However, it's affecting you and your emotions, which is what ends up, and your energy field, which ends up creating illnesses in the future. They're trying to keep you from creating that. Because for whatever reason, you still want to stick around, or you gave yourself a reason, maybe it was because of Ashley, to be around longer in your life. Well, a lot of times people don't realize is that they subconsciously create ailments within their body. There is no such thing as a physical ailment occurring on the body alone. Because without your spiritual light, your spiritual energy core, your body would not exist. Without your soul, your body would not exist. So it cannot create anything on its own. It gets created from something somehow being misaligned in your emotions, your spiritual level, your mental aspects that's connected to your soul. So basically what that means is the root cause to all ailments is always something going on up here. For example, cancer, the root cause of cancer, denial, plain and simple. You wonder why we're having so much cancer in this world? People are denying left and right. It's not even funny. We're walking around like zombies. or robots going, okay, yeah, sure, whatever society says, we'll just do. Oh, yeah, if the doctor says this. However, your intuition says, don't do chemotherapy. No, 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 no. Here comes fear. You go into denial. The chemotherapy doesn't work. You get sick. You die. So basically what's happening is it's trying to help you key into spiritual aspects of yourself to get to the root cause of it so that you don't continue to think like on a robotic sense from a human perspective that creates ailments down the road. Somehow or another, you asked yourself to become healthier. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten this reading. And it doesn't mean that you asked for it specifically on a human level. Something could have triggered it that says, I want to live longer now. I have a reason to live longer now, or I have other lessons that I need to learn. And all of a sudden, subconsciously, it triggers that, and that's why things start to shift in your body, even though you don't fully understand it. There's lots of things I still don't understand, but I sit there and I accept it because it's something that I've learned to do. However, I noticed that when I didn't accept it and I fought it, I would hit my head against the wall and it would be harder to live. I'd create obstacles and situations that would, excuse my language, piss me off and would frustrate me, and then I'd be like just angry about. And I've learned to get out of that state simply by going, fine, whatever, okay, I don't understand it from a human perspective. I know that my humanness is not the most intellectual state, which we think it is, but it's not. And I've learned to just let go. So it almost feels like you're living robotically on a spiritual level. However, you're not, because you're taking your power back by simply saying, okay, I understand that on a conscious level, I am at my weakest state. Therefore, I'm not going to give the power over to my humanness and think that it can control me. Because in fact, that's what ends up doing when I think that I was controlling everything around me. That's the joke. That's the joke. That's what's going on with you. You have a level of control that you can't let go of. You have the reins and the grips on it. You're very kind, you're very loving, you're very compassionate, you have a big heart. However, internally, you don't fully feel that. And until you fully get to the bottom of that, you're going to keep creating this merry-go-round that you're not going to be able to get off of. And until you do, you're going to keep feeling frustrated, you're going to keep questioning things, you're going to feel uncomfortable, you're going to build ailments down the road, and it's going to be like the snowball that keeps on going. They're stopping that right now simply because you asked for it, even though you don't remember asking for it on a human level. That's the whole joke. On a human level, you wouldn't have asked for it because that ego would say, well, if you're going to get rid of me and you're going to dissolve me, and I didn't even exist in the first place, but if you're going to dissolve me, I'm going to fight even harder. Ego doesn't really exist. It's something we created as a joke for ourselves. But it's okay, because in effect, the ego is what helps us wake up. So they work together. Well, how could they work together if I feel like I've got to fight myself? You learn to say, like a little child, it's going to be okay, instead of smacking that child. You don't smack yourself. You be kind to yourself. But I'm an adult. Why would I do that to myself? Here comes the ego thinking that again. That's why they're saying you're learning to connect with your spiritual intelligence to stop yourself and go, oh God, Ryan, you know that, why would I smack myself for it? Oh well, why would I treat myself like a child? Because inside you is that inner child, not from a human perspective. The inner child is tender, loving, caring, compassionate, considerate. You understand this? That's what you're learning to do, is take care of that inner child. You've had a really hard time doing it most of your life. That's why you've been so hard on yourself. For some odd reason, you've been running from something. It doesn't mean it's specifically attached to this lifetime. There's been a part of you that has been in denial and you've been running from yourself. You're in a phase right now where you're having to face it, and it's coming at you full blown. And it will show in aspects of the boomerang. That means whatever you're sending out is affecting you in the external world, but it's coming back to you. So a lot of times when people go, why'd that person treat me like that? They want to blame them instead of stopping and going, what I do to create the situation, even though it's subconscious, it's coming out on a human level within myself that I'm not paying attention to. That's what you should be intellectualizing, not, oh, why do those things happen, and then going on about them a bazillion times, driving yourself crazy. Your spiritual intelligence should be helping you develop and grow, not stunting your growth. That's why you have a hard time getting out of the box. You keep peeking out. Oh, I'm not ready to get out. That's your past. That's not how you're going to be from now on. So don't be surprised that you're going to end up actually doing things. This is going to be the sign. You'll be doing things periodically here and there, and it slowly starts to speed up where you'll be getting out of the box and doing things like you've never done before. And I wouldn't be surprised if it already started. I don't know what they are because you are you, and you'd know what they are. And it all comes into the way that you're also thinking, too. You're not thinking the same that you used to. And it's a very good shift. Okay, hold on. Did you start opening up to spirituality just the last, like, 3 or 4 years?
No.
You've always been open to it?
Mm-hmm.
But for some odd reason, it sped up this last couple years.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. The reason why I brought it up, because they were indicating that that would be the sign. You were asking for it. Well, I don't remember asking for an unconscious level. That would be your human way of thinking. However, there is an aspect of you that says, okay, it's time. I need something different. I don't know what it is. And then you throw it out there. That's patting yourself on the back and being kind to yourself. That's creating, putting one foot out of the box and going, wait a minute. Why do I even need to crawl out of this? The box doesn't exist. It dissolves. That's what you're learning to do right now. You're learning to say, there is no box. Well, how's that possible? Here comes your thinking again. You got to be careful. You have a habit of doing this. And I'm not talking about this specifically. Watch other thoughts that you have. You love to talk yourself out of things. It'll come up. Trust me, when you start to really become aware of it, that's why they're asking you to become aware. What you haven't realized is when they were talking about living, you've been kind of like living in a little bit of a fog. You've been trying to get a hold of what you've been feeling, but you haven't been fully living in it. How do I express that? It's kind of like before you would have thought there's a box, now you're starting to learn there was never a box in the first place. That's a totally different way of thinking for yourself. You understand this? That's what you're doing for yourself. You're giving yourself a huge gift. It's huge. Even though you don't see it right now. Just give yourself one day at a time to unfold the process, okay? I'm going to leave you with that. Let me see if they have any other messages. Okay. Okay. Okay, they're leaving you with one more. Don't be surprised that you start noticing your intuitive level developing at rapid speeds. They're coming to the surface right now.